This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Weapons on the street, يعكفون عليها. They used to devote themselves to it. Naam, they used to seek blessings from it. When the Sahaba, they were new to Islam, when they went past another tree, they said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اجعل لنا ذات أنواط كما لهم ذات أنواط. Make us a ذات أنواط, just like they have one as well. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. You have said that which is similar to what the people of Musa said to him, اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة. Make us a god, just like they have a god as well. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam similarized the two. Naam. It's an act of kufr now to seek blessings from a tree, thinking that it can benefit you and bless you other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that the shahid, the point is, these sahaba who were new to Islam, they fell into kufr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say that they were kufar, due to them being new to Islam. Jahal, ignorance. The fifth one, ta'wil. Interpretation. What do we mention about the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has two generous outstretched hands? What do we do about this? Can anyone tell me what is our aqidah pertaining this ayah? We just took this a few minutes ago. Okay, what do we do now about the ayah when we see the ayat al-sifat? The ayat al-sifat, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about His hands. What do we do about it?
We accept it as a
physical. Yeah, jazakallah khair. We accept its literal meaning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two hands, but His hands are not like our hands, and we affirm it. Good. Some people, they will say to you that the intended purpose here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only two blessings. Because in the Arabic language, the word yet, it comes as blessing. So sometimes when a poet is making his lines of poetry, he wants to talk about blessings, but he uses the word yet, hand. You call this, okay, this guy is now interpreting it based upon the angle of the lugha. Even though his interpretation might be batil, incorrect, false, he's doing that. False interpretation. You cannot say, okay, this, you're kafir, you can't say that. You have to call the guy, Ya Akhi, you're saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only two blessings. Huh? Allah says in another ayah, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you was to now count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you wouldn't be able to. Contradiction, تَنَاقُل. What have you done? You explained it to him. You have explained it to him. You've done إِقَامَةُ الْحُجَّةِ. You established the proofs, and you also what? Remove the doubts. You remove the doubts, that's two things that we need to know when it comes to these matters. Establishing the proof and removing the doubts. Once you do that, and these people, they carry on, whatever they're doing, like all the examples that I gave you, and they carry on, yani they become kuffar. Who does it? Any Dom, Dick and Harry? Anyone that comes today, starts making takfir, fulan, kafir? This is not for any person that is here today. Rather, the serious matters, you take it back to the ulama. Allah says, وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِنَ الْأَمْنِ وَالْخَوْفِ أَذَاعُوا بِهِ وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ أَحْلُ الْعِلْمِ. They are the ones that establish this, not any Dom, Dick and Harry that you find walking on the road, comes and says, Fulan's a kafir, Fulan's a mubtadi'. And this also applies to the issues of tabdi', saying Fulan's an innovator. You need the five preventative factors. Naam? If you have this, you understand it, and it becomes clear to you the danger of takfir. So look at all these matters that we study now. And after all of this, Ya Abdullah, someone comes, and he tells me, Fulan's kafir, Fulan's kafir, Fulan's kafir, just like that. Have you seen now how easy it is for people to say Fulan's kafir? Hear all the time, Fulan kafir, Fulan this, Fulan this, Fulan this. Okay, so what is istihlal? Some people, they say, Let me give you an example now, something you might have heard previously as well. Saudi Arabia, they are kuffar. Why? Because they allowed banks in their country to be opened. Brothers and sisters, pay attention here. This is very, very important that we differentiate between the two. First, we have to understand, wallahi, we do not defend Saudi Arabia or any other country who does sins. We don't defend it. And it's haram for me to defend someone or combat it. Abadan. Allah says, وَلَا تُجَادِلْ عَنِ الَّذِينَ يَخْتَالُونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ خَوَانًا أَثِيمًا. Do not dispute on those who oppress themselves or they wrong themselves. Do not dispute on their behalf. Rather, we take the asbab and shar'iyya, the legislated causes that we're going to talk about later, inshallah. The fact that they have allowed a bank to be opened in their country, does that necessitate that they believe it to be halal? If I allow someone to come into my house and turn it into a shop where people are going to be dealing with prostitution, for example. Prostitution is a major sin. Haram, kabiran, kabair al-dunub. Does that necessitate that I believe that this person is a kafir? Sorry, that I'm a kafir now because I allowed it? There's a difference between allowing something and making something that is haram halal. Are you with me? Are you with me, yeah? وَالْإِنسَانُ مَتَى حَلَّلَ الْحَرَامَ الْمُجْمِعَ عَلَيْهِ الْمَثِيمِ says, when someone now makes something that is haram, halal, from the things that are known, مُجْمَعَ عَلَيْهِ, unanimously agreed upon, or حَرَّمَ الْحَلَالِ, or he makes something that is halal, haram, الْمُجْمَعَ عَلَيْهِ, or بَدَّلَ الشَّرْعَ الْمُجْمَعَ عَلَيْهِ, or he now replaces and changes the shar', the legislation that has been unanimously agreed upon, كَانَ كَافِرًا مُرْتَدًا بِإِتِفَاقِ الْفُقَهَا. This person is a kafir without a doubt, as we've been previously mentioning. And pay attention also to this statement of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. أَنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا فَعَلَ الذَّنْبِ. If a slave now, servant, he does a sin, مَعِ اعْتِقَادِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُ عَلَيْهِ, and at the same time he believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this haram. وَاَعْتِقَادِ إِنْقِيَادِهِ لِلَّهِ فِي مَا حَرَّمَهُ وَأَوْجَبَهُ فَهَذَا لَيْسَ بِكَافِرٍ. And at the same time, he believes and he submits to the fact that the matters have been made haram and the matters that have been made wajib upon him, but he opposes it. He acknowledges the fact that it is wajib upon him and something is haram upon him. He acknowledges it, but at the same time he does otherwise. This person is not kafir. This person is not a kafir. And this is the speech of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. So, two things we need to understand, ikhwan. What is the meaning of istihlal? Now we've understood the meaning of istihlal. That's the first thing. The second thing is, how do I know when someone has now fallen into istihlal? How do I know? The fact that someone's been drinking alcohol for 45 years, does that mean, khalas, now he's a kafir? He only drinks it because he believes it to be halal, otherwise he wouldn't do that. Can I say that? Of course I can't. I can't say that. A lot of these people that are committing ma'asi, you go speak to them, they'll say to you, wallahi akhi, make dua for me, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides me, that he helps me, stay away from this. He knows what he's doing is wrong. He knows it. And we do not judge upon indications. Like, fulan is doing this, so it must mean this, innit? And I'll tell you why. You now know the hadith of Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu. The famous story, when he killed that guy that said, La ilaha illallah. When he killed that guy that said, La ilaha illallah. What was that guy doing? He was slicing, chopping the heads of the Muslims. From the zahir, from the apparent, it shows what? That this guy, he only said, La ilaha illallah because he was scared. This guy has been chopping off the heads of the Muslims, been killing them, slicing them. The indications, the things that our parents show that what he was doing, or when he said La ilaha illallah, he wasn't sincere. From the apparent, that's what it shows. And we Ahlul Sunnah, we do not judge people from the indications. And pay attention here, I'm going to make an exemption on this. When Usama ibn Zayd said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he only did this because of what? He was fearing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got angry. Ashataqta qalba. Did you open up his heart? Did you open up his heart and see what's inside it, etc.? You don't know that. So Ahlul Sunnah are between two matters, and I'll tell you now. You have those that say, wallahi akhi, this guy only does this, yeah, because he believes it to be halal, like the Khawarij, some of the followers of ISIS, and some of the takfiris that we have. He only does this because of what? He believes it to be halal, otherwise he wouldn't do it. His action shows this. La. We have to know, is this action in itself kufrun? It's not kufrun to now drink alcohol or to deal with riba or to deal with prostitution. It's not kufr. Major sin. We don't judge the guy's heart of what he believes. Pay attention here, we keep saying belief, belief. Know what he's doing? His action is a major sin. What he believes. And at the same time, we don't do what the murji'ah do. Those people that say, akhi wallahi, the guy saying la ilaha illallah. As long as you say la ilaha illallah, no matter what you do, everything is fine. So when a guy is now calling on to Abadan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's grave worshipping, and he's saying la ilaha illallah, we don't say, akhi, this guy is a Muslim as well. Rather, ahlul sunnah. What they do is, let's just say now we're in a battle. I grab a kafir, and I'm about to kill him. He said la ilaha illallah, I kuf. I refrain. I judge from that parent. He said la ilaha illallah, khalas, I stop. Ibtida'an. I refrain from him in the beginning. Then after that, if he starts doing kufr again, then that's when we make our hukum. Are you with me, ikhwan? We do not jump the bandwagon making a ruling upon him, and at the same time we do not say, akhi wallahi, as long as the guy is saying la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah a billion times, and then he's going to the grave where he's mocking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his messenger, he's still a Muslim. Are you with me? The balanced view and the truth that you have on both sides. So how do we know that if someone now, he believes something to be halal? How do we know if someone's doing istihlal? Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, do you know Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan? Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, Khwani. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, he's like one of the biggest scholars that you have today upon the earth in Saudi Arabia. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan. Also Ibn Uthaymeen, you know Salih ibn Uthaymeen? Sheikh Salih ibn Uthaymeen is more known. Now, they both say something similar, but I'll read that to you what Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan mentioned. وسئل الشيخ الفوزان عن الضوابط التي ينبغي لطالب العلم أن يعرفها. He was asked about the ضوابط. That is upon a طالب علم to know the general principles, the general rules. لكي يحكم على فلان من الناس بأنه مستحيل للمعصية. So that he's able to take the correct position and to make the correct ruling when it comes to judging and making a ruling upon someone that has made a sin halal. المجمع على تحريمها, sin that is known by the people and unanimously agreed upon to be haram. So he said that the ضوابط التي تدل على استحلال المعصية, that which shows that one is making something that is haram halal, a معصية, أن يصرح الشخص بأنها حلال. إما بلسانه وإما بقلمه. That one makes it clear that something is halal, either with his tongue or with his pen. The only way that I can know that something or someone is saying that this is halal and this is haram is by him either saying it with his tongue, to take out what's in his heart, or to writing it down on a paper, or writing it down with a pen. Are you with me, ikhwan? Otherwise, you cannot know if someone is making something halal that is haram. Because it's from the Amr Umur al-Qalbiyah. And the statement that I mentioned to you before, and then إِذَا فَعَلَ, he goes, إِنْ اِعْتَقَدَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحَرِّمْهُ أَوْ أَنَّهُ حَرَّمَهُ لَكِنْ امْتَنَعَ. If one now believes, Ibn Taymiyyah keeps saying the word belief, belief, belief. If a person believes this, if a person believes that. So we know from this, these kind of actions, istihlal, is from the matters of the heart. You cannot know if someone makes something halal until you what? You open up his heart and you look inside and you take it out. And the only way you're going to find this out is by one saying it with his tongue. Or writing it down with his pen. Brothers, are you with me, yeah?
And inshallah ta'ala, naktifi bihada. If anyone has any questions for 5 minutes, otherwise we're going to call it a day, inshallah. That was clear, was that clear, Khwani, yeah?
These are matters, wallahi, brothers. A lot of these brothers who are going to ISIS, and they are making takfir of the ummah. Fulan's a kafir, okay, he agrees with Fulan, he's a kafir as well, he agrees with, everyone becomes kafir. Wallahi, I had a brother, Abu Bara. One of the biggest takfirs there in London, you don't probably know him. The brother that debated with Abdurrahman Hassan in regards to the khilafah issue. Saud, one of the biggest takfiris there in London. Saudi Arabia is kafir. You know Makkah and Medina? It is the lands of the kuffar. And this brother, people listen to him, they go back to him, they take knowledge from him. One of the biggest guys. Why? Because Saudi is a kafir, they make riba halal. And inshallah ta'ala, a video will be coming out this week. I'm just going to be explaining this again, but clarifying these doubts. Are you with me, Ikhwan, as to why they do this? Fulan, he opened a bank in his country. Or he opened prostitution or whatever. Major sin. Big problem. I'm not trying to belittle the sin. It's a big problem. But it's a matter of the heart. You can't say the guy is kafir because of him falling into a major sin. And this is exactly what the Khawarij do, which I was going to read out today. But I'll quickly mention, inshallah ta'ala. أبو الحسن الأشعري رحمه الله تعالى says وندين بأن لا نكفر أحدا من القبلة. We do not make takfir of someone from the people of the Qibla بذنب يرتكب due to a sin that he's done كالزنا والسرقة والشرب القمر كما دانت بذلك الخوارج. Maybe because of zina or stealing or drinking الخمر, just like the Khawarij they took as a religion. وزعمت أنهم كافرون. Exactly the same thing. No difference. Exactly the same thing. This was the way of the Khawarij. Someone's doing a sin? Oh, he's only doing it because he must believe that it's halal, otherwise he wouldn't do it. And likewise, Imam al-Baghawi, Ibn Abd al-Izz, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, Inna ahla sunnati muttafiqun kulluhum. Inna ahla sunnati متفقون كلهم على أن مرتكب الكبيرة كبيرة لا يكفر كفرا ينقل عن الملة بالكلية كما قالت الخوارج. Just like the Khawarij said. نعم. So إخواني, the point was because of lack of knowledge. A lot of our youth who like this hype mentality are making takfir of the people due to not understanding these masail, not being able to differentiate between istihlal, making something haram halal, which is from the matters of the heart. And you can only know that I've said, I've believed this until I say it or write it. And when one is making now, falling into a major sin, they don't differentiate between the two. وَلِذَا تَخَبَّطُوا وَلَمْ يَفْهَمُوا. They fell into problems and they didn't understand the issue, and it caused them to become gullah, and they went to ISIS, whatever, thinking now that the whole ummah is kuffar. If you do not give allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi or to ISIS, you're a kafir. Just like that. Brothers, another point I mentioned, bil munasabah. You know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-amiru junna, or sorry, the khalifa junna. The caliphate, he's a shield. If there's going to be now someone that I'm giving bay'ah to, he needs to be able to give me something back. The word bay'ah, it comes from the word selling, transaction. The fact that I'm giving him bay'ah, you know when you say you want to buy something, you say bi'tu. You want to sell something, and a bi'tu had, I've sold this. Yeah? He needs to give you something in return, stuff when you're buying and selling. He needs to give you something in return. So if I'm going to give this guy bay'ah, he needs to be able to give me something in return, which is to protect me, to be my shield. He should be able. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab, when they were running a khilafah, did they used to hide? They used to be coming out openly in the souq, they're walking, their khilafah is established. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi now, is he able to shield me if I go there?
Where is Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi? Where is he? Nowhere to be seen. So how can this be even a legitimate khilafah now? That one is saying, you have to give me bay'ah, or this is khilafah, and etc. And he's not able to even... the basic thing which people, they request from you is to shield them, to at least defend them. You're not able to do it, you're nowhere to be seen. Just shows you, ikhwani, that this is not a legitimate khilafah, and the fact that they don't have one alim, exact same thing that Ibn Abbas said to the Khawarij. You don't have one muhajiri, wala ansar, all of them are there. The only people that are there is you lot. A lot came back with Ibn Abbas. We say the exact same thing, you don't have one alim that you have gone back to. Brothers, you know there's a hadith that says, إِذَا وُصِّدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَى غَيْرِ أَهْلِ فَانْتَظِرْ سَاعَةً. If the matters now are taken back to other than his people, wait for the sa'ah, qiyam sa'ah. People, they don't want to go back to the ulama who are giving fatawa, they're calling them scholars for dollars, or petrol scholars, na'am, or puppies, and things like that. When they've given you Quran and Sunnah, from top to bottom, explained it to you, but they get cussed. Then we follow people who don't have one alim with them. One alim that is known. Only today, Abu Muhammad, Abu Fulan, Abu is coming out to be like scholars, but the people that are known there were never ever known as scholars, or they don't have one alim with them. ونكتفي بهذا القدر إن شاء الله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.